That's my bad for making an off-base joke. Gosh, this was an exciting prompt. All right. Oh, now I'm really excited. Well, what kind of character did you make? Okay. I made a guardian. I figured someone's going to make a wizard, so someone's got to be in the front. Did George happen to pick up any healing? Yeah. I hope not. The only thing with me, Josh, is oh, great. My two-handed weapon, I added the parry trait to because of a class feat. Well, that's a rune. That was the only thing that would have stood out to me as being tricky. Oh yeah, you're totally right. Oh, that's because of something I did later on. Looks like I should get two skills that I didn't assign. Josh, give me acrobatics and nature.
Hi, George.
We actually finished the one shot while you were. Yeah. Yeah, you should see the cartwheels I could do now. Always has been. Whoa, hold on. How much is it? Whoa. What are I try to make characters that are pretty general for that reason. The one roulette wheel spin that I took was hoping that we go up against some divine magic. But we'll have to see. Fish, perhaps fish. We haven't been here before. That's a good point. We're going into the unknown. Like, damn it. What the hell? This is disgusting. I don't think so. I had a interesting thing happen this weekend. I have obtained a cat. I was not intending on obtaining a cat, but my grandfather was moved from regular assisted living to memory care, and he's not allowed to have his cat there. So now I have his cat instead. I cannot show the cat live, but I can send a photo of the cat. I do have the kitty, the robot litter box. My grandpa is not the most creative of gentlemen, and so the cat's name is Miss Kitty. Additionally, it is his second cat in his life to be named Miss Kitty, consecutively, might I add. Let me see. I didn't honestly get fantastic photos, but I'll send these to. She's like 12 or 13. I'm currently working on brushing some of the mats out of her fur. To be honest with you, her coming to us is probably well timed for her health and well-being. So hopefully she'll be on the up and up. No. Yeah, currently we just have her in one room, because I heard that's a good way to acclimate. But eventually, yes, she'll have full roam of the house. Yeah, I've not owned a cat before, so this is a new experience, but. Right. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Plus, we have the robot litter box, which helps too. And it sends me notifications when she goes to the restroom. I'm not sure yet. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens in the next few days, I guess. Maybe I'll turn it off. She had a few like little like crinkly toys and stuff. She used to have like one of the sticks with some, a rope, but that went missing allegedly in the last month or two, so gotta get one of those for sure. Now, one more. Huh. Another fun. Yeah. Good to know, good to know. Miss Kitty is deaf as well, which is interesting. Fully deaf, no hearing at all. She can get a little loud, but not ridiculously, I don't think. Yeah, Although he's blind, which is a little different. Echo's deaf, yeah. So yeah, th this was my interesting development in the last week. Sure. Oh yeah, he's okay. Yeah. He just really just can't take care of himself in any meaningful way, so that he needed a step up in care. Yeah, it's tough. It's a full-time thing to have to be on top of that, so. Whoa. Oh. Very interesting. Oh. What the heck? And so, what stage of actually agreeing to doing this are you in? Okay. Yeah, that's so interesting. Sure. That's true. Okay, well, that's exciting. Do you have any say in what beca like is he just building the house like how he wants to build it and then like selling it or? Yeah. Peace. Wow, so this guy had a lot of power. Right. Sure. That tracks. Yes, I'd like the transcript to show that I'm saying yes. Oh I have no idea if my character's gonna be good. Oh, yeah, no, we're totally got it. No, go ahead. No. Can we get the name one more time? Excellent. Beautiful. Wherever the I guess door or entryway to like the capsule that we're going to get into is, this character steps in front of the lieutenant and says, "Lieutenant, let me go in there first, make sure it's all right." This is a pretty burly, pretty jacked, orcish, or at least mostly orcish man, wearing like half plate armor, a couple like blinking lights on it, whatever. The parts of his skin that are exposed look rough. He's got a buzz cut, but there's a section of it where there's like some burn scar instead. He's got a bit of a beard, but there's a part of it where there's a slash scar instead. This guy's seen some stuff. And he just goes, "All right, listen, you guys. You have both pulled me out of the mud. I'm going first. Okay, I'm making sure everything's looking all right. And you two just make sure to stay behind me today, okay?" This is Ozzy, by the way. Ozzy. Thanks, Tuzer. Don't worry, Lieutenant. You will get home. The lieutenant is the target of my bodyguard ability for the day. Theoretically, it would have already happened at the beginning of the adventuring day, so I don't. I don't think there's anything you could see. Yeah, it's just like a acknowledgement. We're going to get you home, Lieutenant. It's going to be a quick mission in and out. No problems. That's right. Shoehorn his shoehorn, George. Great. All right, ready to disembark? I guess is there like a exit door or something? Are there environmental readings within the capsule telling us about our surroundings? No, we just got to make sure things are safe outside before we exit. All right, let's unlock the door. Incendiary? Oh. Nope. Definitely not. I unlocked the door. I think I have dark vision as well. Gee, I guess that's me. Probably not the ideal person to be perceiving, but which I encourage. Fair. Still better than my role. I proceed forward. Sounds like a good spot to check out. Not sure he can reach my shoulder. Just for visual aid. I guess I'll make a check from the front. Nice. Well, whatever. I got a 27. Oh yes. Oh my gosh, it actually loaded. All right, I can see now. I need to make a stealth check, is that right? Like a ghost, because he almost is one. And we don't think it has feet. Part of my backstory. All right, Scraz, follow me closely. We approach the terminal. Is it this that's like the main terminal? Do we approach it without issue? Sure. Do our flashlights have brightness settings? Yeah. The old man can't see anything, and we need him to look at this terminal. Oh, all right, fair enough. Well, that's gruesome. So, who do we trust more, the Sundom AI or the person who is okay with torturing Sundom AI? I could see it too, actually. Sounds appropriate. Maybe it could, tell us about what's going on here. Hmm. Holy. Excellent work, Lieutenant. Back to the terminal. I mean, yes, I can talk. My diplomacy is 10. Yes. Ozzy. Ozzy looks down at the terminal, and his eyes kind of glaze over, and then he looks at the old man and goes, "Do you think that you could get its attention? I don't know how to find it." Does Bob walk around? Like, does he have legs or does he float around? Okay. 'Cause he's got a big like cloak on. No, I'm not that concerned. I trust Bob implicitly. What was the thing besides engines with an error? All right, summon this fella. Greetings, fellow being. My companions and I here are investigating your vessel. We have awoken you. We come from a group called Sidicium. We're here to investigate what happened here. It seems you've were in a bit of a predicament. I'm sorry, are you saying that you've lost a bit of your knowledge base? In a like very complete way. It's including what? Okay, let's. Well, wait, let's. Let's begin with what shall we refer to you by? Aha. Well, that's nice. Okay, Everdawn. Are you able to observe the status of the various components of the vessel? So, so are you going to follow that protocol? Okay. Well, I'm going to still talk because I assume you're going to listen. We currently cannot travel forward because, as you can see, the engines have major errors happening. We are going to investigate some other areas of the ship to determine what has gone wrong. Do you have any intention of harrying that effort? Very well. Our first step is going to be to investigate. We saw some evidence of perhaps other beings present, and that's gonna. Perhaps your crew. I don't know. We haven't investigated yet, but we're gonna go to the. Well, no, because let me tell you something. Somebody had put some magical script around this room, and it was inhibiting you in some way that seemed probably antagonistic towards you. Well, you told us You told us that you were battling a foe and you came out victorious. Right, so there's a foe, in theory. We're going to go to the crew quarters now. I never said I was good at lying. Plus two. We're fairly certain it's in your best interest that we maybe ignore some of the crew-related restrictions. We believe that you've been out of operation for some time, an extended period of time, and we're here to lend aid. We want to see if perhaps your crew is stuck in the crew quarters. This, I don't know. Okay, you stay here and make sure that nothing happens in this room, okay? All right. Sure. All right, guys, let's head in a direction. Yes, Everdawn. Now, can you? So you located some of your protocols. Are there any like emergency or contingency protocols that maybe override the regular protocols? All right. Well, I think you should spend a little time just refocusing on those emergency protocols and determine if perhaps we're in one of those scenarios while we do some investigating. Okay. See you now. Okay. It was bad. I don't think that it's worth re-rolling that. Josh, I'm going to head towards the crew quarters. I believe, is that not the same? Oh, okay. I did a miscalculation in my brain. That's one of the error areas, and I'm not sure if we want to go there first. But up to you guys. It's duplicating. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Maybe I'll roll better. Nope. No, that's true. And we, well, can we approach a like more central pod that's like not close to either of these hazards? Is it possible to enter? Amazing. Amazing. Is the desk right? What's in the locker? Whoa. All right. Well, I'll take the nameplate. And is the desk up or down? All right, we'll bring it down. I guess I'll try to turn it on, sure. Okay. Yeah, either that or, yeah, I guess that's good. The other place would be the bridge. The only other spot that's, well, actually the bridge is locked, so we might not be able to get in there. I guess we could check the observatory, see what happens. They look kind of crazy. Do you think you'd be able to glean anything from them? All right, I'll come with you. Graz. No. All right, well, let's see if we can even enter the observatory or if that's fully slipped. And if it is, we might. I'm telling you, if this thing really understood its protocols, it would be letting us help out. I go back to the core and then to the Yeah, we got to find our way onto the bridge. Okay. So from the core, what is it like to get to the bridge? Is there just a door that's barred? I mean, yeah, give it a go, I guess. Redundancy, Josh, redundancy. Lieutenant, you would be an excellent bowler. Let me get the store. Oh. Wait, can I activate the belt to do a thing? Hold on, let me look at the belt. I'm kind of already doing that. I can't believe I failed on my best skill. This is literally all I'm good for. Always having my back, Lieutenant. I agree. I trust you. I believe it. We will get back to her. Now spin this ship. Dude. Oh boy. I can make a religion check if I'm allowed. So, right, we got to sync the crew quarters the rest. Well, right. Let's just open up the observatory for now and take a look around. Okay, here's my question. Can the suits with give us that 12 seconds? Is it just a one-time thing? Then the suits are damaged permanently? Right. So I would prefer not to use that just yet if we can avoid it. So you definitely don't have to do that right now. We haven't even come close to thinking about that. I will hold on to this, but can you please for now reveal the observatory? No, the wife is dead. Josh, you got to keep up with the lore, Josh. I mean, we established this 2 hours ago. Could be something in there. Bro. Okay, let me make a check for you, Josh. Oh, wow. That went bad fast. I've been s just having smooth sailing. Out here in the burbs. So. Gonna slide right on by that. I don't really know his internet plans, actually. Yeah, what are you going to do? It's look who decided to show up. Do you think he knows he's muted? Oh. No, Josh, you just have to click the mute button and to activate your microphone. Did your Discord become voice activated and you have to give it vocal commands? I guess we'll give him a sec. I don't know. But Google's not a bad idea if he can't get on in another minute or two. You really had something good built there that, yeah. Oh my gosh. Likely story. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like a white noise. Oh. Oh, it went for. I'm not going to do that. Astronomical. I put on my demon mask. Josh, are you hearing us? Oh, we could hear the music. Right. Speak. 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 You got too many funky things going on your computer, and you confuse it with all the different softwares and hardwares. Listen, the combos are worth it. You just gotta get there. Just turn it. Damn. That's so interesting. Okay. Sure. I'm a sponge of a man. Oh. Sick. Yikes. Not doing good on these saves so far. All right. I think that the first thing I'm going to do at Manus one in front of me is attempt to demoralize him. And I'll say, I once almost had my skull crushed by a trio of trolls before these two pulled me out. You're nothing compared to that. And I will make the intimidation check. Whoopsie. All right, then I'm gonna try to frickin' hit him with my maul. I'm so glad I chose to do it in that order. Mm-hmm. Not the best, but we'll take it. Oh, and he's already frightened one, so. Okay. Then. I will parry, I think. Yeah, we'll just parry for now. Did that activate? It did. Okay. Oh my God, this guy's got a neck. Yeah, you go. Well, I think we should try to take the Oris out. So keep going for that for now, I think. Me? That's pretty low, I mean. Yeah, which is 21. Think of all these talking heads out here. All right. Sure. Please do one thing at a time for now. Carry on. Okay. I am gonna do something, but I take the crit. I'm gonna do something like after taking the damage from the crit. Okay, that's interesting. I may have. All right. All right. So, after he hits me, with that, I say, "You dare hit me in the presence of my team? Kneel before me or be punished," as I do an iron command. And he can choose, to either drop prone or take mental damage. Sure. And also, no, never mind. That's it. All right, he can do his final attack. Sure, that's fair. And is this guy no longer afraid? I'm allowed to try and demoralize him again, right? Aha. I see. All right, so I will look to the other guy, and say, "You're nothing. My team here, they once saved me from getting sucked dry by a vampire. You got nothing on that." And I'll demoralize. Right, that one wasn't as effective. No, it's the All right. In that case, I'm going to go for two because he's a little more damaged, and I didn't make him any afraid. Oh boy. Well, I got a mythic point. Yeah, I think that probably I just parry again. Oh, he does look kind of frozen, don't he? I think if you open up your character sheet, the staff might be like in there and you can cast from within, but did you purchase any armor? Dude. Right, we're gonna need two more kill shots from the lieutenant. Son of a bee. Dick. I can't demoralize him because I failed. So, we're just gonna try to hit him. We'll deal some damage. Pretty good. Shoot, I guess I just gotta try to hit him again. Oh, that one didn't work. And then I'll parry. Excellent. I'm bleeding. Is there something I could do to aid, like, administer first aid, right? But I can't do it to myself. It does say adjacent creature. So I'll do a medicine check. I did pretty poorly. All right. Jeez, what the heck? Oh my gosh. All right, I guess I'll try to aid myself. Oh my God. Let me know. Let's just mythic this. I mean, this is dumb. Guys, I'm so upset because I literally have a feature that lowers my bleeding recovery DC, but I kept rolling so low that it didn't even matter. I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed. But I literally did not roll above a 10. So, guys, we need to wait 10 minutes while I treat my wounds. Yeah, that's a good point. That would have been sad. Then we'll go to the observatory. I feel like the rest of the ship is completely safe, team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. Found some dead or weakened other Thessian and Lily's gonna live. He does usually work alone. Didn't really need to taunt anybody. They all just kind of attacked me anyway, which is fine. Saves some actions. You had a lot of things adding to the damage of your bullets. And aren't there those like rock bullets or something like that? Well, through loyalty and great teamwork, we made it through. But I love the concept that he's just floating around the universe, just like dropping hints for Sidisium. Just like, these guys need help. Let me. I wonder if he's happy. Well, Rodick's not around to care anyway, so. Right. Yeah. Right. The idea of me, lives, and that's enough. Long, long dead. Bones are dust now. It's been so long. That I could see. Yeah, is that our fault or, Right. So now, is New Volcantum within the crystal sphere of Ushis, or is it like existing elsewhere? the fourth Sundom. Darn it. Josh, we need just like a, you gotta publish a lore book, because I can't keep up with all this stuff. I think so. Yeah.